Tape script 11.3. Part 1. Today in Worldly Wise, the world's most common habit.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight?
Yes, chewing gum. We chew 100,000 tonnes of it every year. But how many of us actually know what it's made of?
Excuse me, I see you're chewing gum.
Yeah?
Have you got any idea what it's made of?
Nah, no idea. Never thought about it.
Have you any idea what chewing gum is made of?
No, not clue. Rubber, maybe?
And do you have any idea who invented it?
The Americans?
Yeah, sure. I reckon it was invented in America, yeah.
Well, no. It wasn't the Americans who invented chewing gum. It was the Swedes. The Swedes, I hear you say. But listen to Leanne Ward, a chewing gum expert.
The history of chewing goes back thousands of years. In Sweden, in 1993, the skeleton of a teenager was found. He was 9,000 years old. And in his mouth was a gum made of tree sap and sweetened with honey, the first known chewing gum.
It seems we've always chewed things of no real food value. Babies are born wanting to chew. Everything goes straight into their mouths. So why do we chew? Here's Leanne again.
We chew to clean our teeth and freshen our breath, but also because we just like chewing. The ancient Greeks chewed a gum called mastica, which is a type of tree sap. They thought it was good for their health, and women really enjoyed chewing it as a way to sweeten their breath. Then, in the 1st century AD, we know that the Mayan Indians in South America liked to chew a tree sap called chicle. They wrapped it in leaves and put it in their mouths, so this was, if you like, the first packet of chewing gum. The American Indians also chewed tree sap. They gave it to the English when they arrived, but it wasn't until a few hundred years after that it became really popular in America.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?